It's time to get chiseled with Rob Hamadani.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Chiseled. And why do we call it Chiseled? Because we're all a work in progress. I'm your host, Rob Commodore. I'm also the author of Better Than You Think and a co-author of the book, Next Level Your Life with Kyle Wilson. Now, today, I have a really special guest. She is the CEO of Success Enterprises, which includes Success Magazine, the Speakers Bureau, and many other things. All the way from Parker, Colorado, Amy Somerville. Amy, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, I am so honored to be here, Robbie, all the way from Parker, Colorado, where the sun is coming right in the window, right at us. So trying to enjoy the last bits of the summer transition into fall.
There you go. And it's beautiful out there, I'm sure. I've been to Colorado. I've hiked the mountains there. Love it out there. And as people will see very soon, that Amy's got a lot of energy and she's going to bring it. I know she's bringing it to the show today and I'm excited. So, Amy, you've had quite the journey, a really spectacular journey. And if you could share a little context of like how you got to where you started to this whole Success Enterprise gig that you have going on now. I'd love to hear more about it. And then we'll start. We'll ask you some questions along the way.
Sure. It's strange to look back at the journey. One, it makes me feel a little bit old. But secondly, realize that everything happens for a reason, right? Everything happens for a purpose. And every transition, I feel like I've heard the quote, life happens in the transitions. And that's a major part, I think, of the journey for me. I have been in the real estate industry or under an umbrella of real estate for 20 full years. That's the age myself piece. Started out as a real estate agent into being a team leader. I joined a headquarter company, a real estate headquarter, Remax, and was there for many, many years. Started out as a broker owner consultant, serving the Carolinas regions, the Central Atlantic region, and really just helping franchise owners, supporting their business, growing their business, supporting and raising up entrepreneurs and agents within their offices. Kind of moved from there. I remember getting, I was asked to move over to the professional development and training team. And that didn't compute for me because I was great consulting behind the phone, but getting up on stages or any kind of presentation in front of a crowd was not my forte. In fact, my biggest fear. I am one of those people still to this day. If you know you're in a group of people and you go around the room and tell us your name and tell us a little bit about yourself, like panic. I forget my name. I've gone blank. I don't remember. You know, what's your favorite book? I don't know. The idea of standing up on stages or producing training that was one to many I couldn't understand why anybody would ask me to do that. But in that period of time, to talk about life is in the transitions. My husband and I had just had our first child, and I was traveling a lot in my consulting role. He was traveling a lot in a sales role. And we knew one of us needed to make a change. And it was what both of us were fighting it. How are we going to do this? How are we going to be good parents? How do we make sure that we're there, you know, developing a strong human being and still be able to support our lives and our lifestyle and you know, kind of be true to ourselves and what we had chosen as our career paths. And I remember sitting with him and saying, there is this one thing, you know, they've been asking me to move over and experience maybe running the training and professional development department. Maybe that's a sign, right? Like maybe that's my next purpose. That's the next journey. Maybe that's the transition I'm supposed to make. And really, funny enough, we still lovingly refer to it as the time that I said, I'm going to take one for the team. Because in my mind, it was like this, you know, big stressor, not my forte, not my purpose. I wasn't sure why I was doing this other than to support, you know, the growing family and the needs at home. Turns out it was my passion place. Not only did I get to support the development, both personal and professional, of people that I loved and care about, but really feel like I had an impact on the entrepreneur space, which is, again, that's kind of the passion point. So I kind of worked my way up or excelled in my success on the Remax side over the course of a total from agent all the way to leaving in 2020, 18 years of love and contribution to one brand and then moving again, my what my value add was. At that executive career, I made unbelievable relationships with the monsters in the space in professional development, right? The godfathers, the mentors, who a lot of, you know, people I think who watch your watch and listen to your podcast would know, and the likes of, you know, Buffini and Company, and just incredible human beings that I had the opportunity and benefit to work with as a partner in my executive position. And it, again, life is in the transitions. I decided at the end of 2020 that I had kind of capped out, and I wanted to have a bigger impact in a different way. And I thought I could do that if I started my own consulting and coaching business. And so I rolled off with the coaching and consulting business, and almost immediately Dermot Buffini called and said, "We would love to have you join us." And I was really clear, not exactly where I was going to end up, but I knew that I needed a timeout from the corporate life. I needed a big timeout in leading massive team, and just needed to focus on the individual impact that I could make, maybe more one-to-one. And so, you know, in his smart ways, he said, "Great, then we'll be one of your consulting clients." So I added them as a consulting client and worked with them on team and leadership coaching offering, more on a one-to-one. And then, you know, all I can say is that life happens, and they've got these unbelievably great hearts and value that they provide, and the opportunity for me to impact even more people, and these ridiculous Irish accents, and somehow I ended up an employee again. So worked with Buffini and Company. It was a fabulous experience, and worked with amazing people. That is where I had the benefit and honor of meeting you, and just sharing like minds and success mindedness and great books and concepts and principles and values that was really kind of a big deal. And I, again, just feel so blessed and grateful to have had the opportunity. And then life happens in the transitions yet one more time. I'm attending this year in 2023 in January, a real estate event where the leader of EXP, CEO of EXP, Glenn Sanford, who also acquired Success Enterprises in late 2020, asked me to come have a meeting with him before leaving an event in New York City. And my head wasn't ready for something like that. I had a week of hosting panels and meetings, and I was exhausted and ready to get home, frankly. And I thought many times about, this is, you know, we'll just Zoom later. let's reschedule. And a good friend of mine said, you need to put on a dress that you wore yesterday and take a perfume bath. I think this is a meeting you want to take. Wow. And I did. And kind of the long story short of it, we ended up just talking about podcasts and business books and where we connected on things. And at the end of a 20-minute conversation, he just said, you know, look, I know you're not looking for an opportunity. I know that you're not looking for a job. And I don't know that I have one. And he said, "Do you know who Jim Collins is?" And I said, "I do." And he said, "Jim Collins, you know, good to great. I believe in the fact that you find your who and you figure out your what and your why later." And then he kind of looked at me and he said, "I don't know what, I don't know why, but I think you're my who," which was an unbelievably impactful moment, I think, in my life, because there was no purpose. There was no intent. I wasn't running away from anything. I wasn't looking for anything, but it just kind of seemed to meet me in the space. And so he just said, you know, let's just continue conversations. And we did. And I found myself very passionate about a business model and a concept that I didn't work for. And there's a long story to that, but the other thing I will just throw in here is I was known as the Success Magazine girl my entire career at Remax.
I didn't know that. We didn't talk. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can see back here, I have my collection. I've got
on my
shelves. People, executives all over the company would come in and say, "Is this the new issue? Can I take it on my flight to, you know, have this, you know, particular meeting?" I grew up on Success Magazine. I grew up listening to Darren Hardy, the success-minded professional development principles that are so foundational, Jim Rohn and Coach John Wooden and Napoleon Hill and Stephen Covey and all assets that are wrapped into success enterprises. By the time I had the opportunity and was extended the opportunity to come in and be the CEO of Success, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. And it felt like everything I had done in my life was leading me to this.
Yeah, that's incredible. When I think of Success Magazine, I know we're talking about Success Enterprises. Yeah. You know, I think of some big, like two big names come to mind is Darren Hardy, number one, previous owner, publisher, editor. And then Og Mandino. He was one of the original publishers, I remember. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, so Amy, how does it feel to follow, so to speak, in those footsteps to some degree?
It's, like I said, it was an opportunity that I literally couldn't refuse and an honor that I fight every minute of every day to live up to. It is a 126-year-old publication.
Yeah.
If you would believe that. 1897. 1897 is when the first magazine was printed and distributed. And yeah, there's a weight in that. It's heavy. It's heavy to carry a brand that has such a reputation and such an impact on so many people, and me included. So it's been it's wild. I don't know how to explain it. It's wild. And you know, one of the things when I talked to Dermot Buffini about it, he said, you know, this isn't a decision, right? You know, God lays out the plans and you just go with it.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I appreciated that so much.
And it was great family, by the way. And it's funny, you mentioned earlier about the crazy Irish accent. And I didn't mention that I met you through the Buffini organization. That's how we met. And that's how, I guess, 70-75% of the guests that come on here have come through the Buffini.
Okay. Board.
The realtors, so on and so forth. And you're not a realtor, but we met through that. And I just tell this funny story. I remember I was a Long and Foster agent, and I came into the office one day, and you know, they had the magazine racks with all the different magazines, and there was a flyer there that said, "Hey, learn to do business by referral, Brian Buffini." I'm like, "Hey, this guy's Italian. I'm Italian. I'm going to go watch, you know, go listen to him." And he comes out on stage and in this crazy Irish accent, and top of the morning to you. I'm like, is this an Italian wannabe or what's going on here? You know? So, but great people. And because of Brian, you know, there's a lot of connections I've made and you being one of them right here. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You mentioned something. You said you have to fight and fight to honor that every day. What is the fight to honor your position? What's that fight?
I think it's just really important to know and have a vision and purpose for what you do every day. I think my purpose is to provide the best in support and service and impact and progression through professional development. And here I have this remarkable brand that I want to make sure continues in the experience of others. So whether it is through reading the magazine or, you know, going through success.com or absorbing content from, you know, Jim Rohn or, you know, some of the other greats through Success Plus, or they get, you know, get to hear a speaker that's dialed in from us. I just want them to experience the full impact of what a success-minded purpose and focus looks like, no matter how they absorb that, if that makes sense. So, I hate to throw this word in there because I think it's kind of a scary word, but I do believe in excellence in that. Can you see this behind me? A little bit.
Yeah. This is part of it, not the whole thing.
Okay. So, LIVE is my acronym. It says LIVE up there, but it is, it does stand for something. And, it's really my report card every day, of my life. And it stands for lead, inspire, provide value, and empathize. And that is where I know that is where I feel like I am living into my full purpose, is when I've had the opportunity to lead. When I've had the opportunity to lead or have been led.
Yeah.
If I can inspire or have been inspired, when I can provide value or receive value, when I can provide empathy or receive empathy. And it comes from a place of being proactive and intentional, is at the end of my day, if I hit 3 o'clock in the afternoon and feel like the day has controlled me and I haven't been able to make the contribution into my purpose, into that, we'll say mission, I am in control of live and how I live. I can listen to a great podcast and receive inspiration. Right. And that kind of that report card, I get to check that box of, oh, I've been inspired today. I can pick up the phone and call someone and empathize about a situation that they might be going through and proactively control my day and the impact that I'm having on it. So I guess that's what I mean. When I say fight, it's acting in intention and proactivity from the minute I wake up. Is what do I want this day to be? What's the purpose of the day? How can I, even if things go wild and crazy and I'm impacted in a way that I didn't anticipate, how can I flip that and gain control back?
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that, by the way. It's the, and I hope everybody heard the humility in the statement you made, because you started to say the live report card, and then you said it's a two-way street, because you could have come out here and just said, I want to lead. I want to inspire. I want to provide value and I want to have empathy. But you flipped it and you said, I want to lead and I want to be led. I want to inspire and I want to be inspired. And there's humility in that statement. And so thank you for saying that, stating that, and being that humble person that you are, because you're in a dynamic position and you're a dynamic person. So I appreciate that. I want to make a comment here that you said earlier about you had this fear of being on stage and being in front of all these people. To the audience that's listening, I'm telling you, I've seen her on stage. And she does not exhibit any fear whatsoever. So today, to this day, if you had to get on stage, do you still have that fear that envelops you a little bit, or anxiety maybe?
Every single time, without fail. And I feel like I keep quoting, but since people connect here, the best piece of advice I ever received about speaking on stage and having that fear of public speaking will forever be from Brian Buffini, who watched me. We were supposed to go on a stage together in front of 7,000 people at the MGM in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. And I was doing my normal pacing in the back of the stage, trying to get in my own head, trying to fight the nausea that was creeping up on me. And I looked up and he was on the rafters staring down at me. And I was so embarrassed. Uh-huh. And I walked up and I said, I am so sorry that you had to see that. Like, you are a mentor to me. I'm so sorry you had to see that. And he said, you know what? The minute that you don't feel that way is the minute you should stop getting on stages. The fact that you feel this way is because you care about the impact that you're going to have on people. You care about the message you want to deliver and making sure that it is clear. That is where that fear comes from. And you need to have a little bit of that.
That is awesome.
So now I celebrate it. While it can still be debilitating sometimes, I now celebrate what that is, because I know it's coming from a good and pure place.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, like I haven't spoken in front of crowds that big, but I've spoken in front of some crowds, you know, maybe as many as 1,000 people. But I know whether it's 5 people, 50 people, 500 people, I get that. It's the butterflies going, right? And you know, you can, like you said, you can either let it debilitate you, or you can use it as a motivation to inspire you to like it's go time, right? It's go time. And I think part of that comes from one, you said you talked about caring and it's important. You want to have the impact, but it's the excellence piece too. Would you agree with that?
Oh, and yes, it's certainly part of my personality profile is that delivery of excellence and wanting to do right by others with the time that I have.
Yeah. And it's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I don't think it comes from ego. It comes from caring and empathy and all that. Yeah. So, and wanting impact. So that's awesome. You talked about something else earlier. I think you mentioned like 4 or 5 times. And coincidentally enough, I just released a podcast that we talked about this word, transitions.
Yes.
You said the transitions in life. And so can you prepare for transitions in some capacity, or sometimes the transitions come at you that you're not ready for? Have you experienced both of them?
I've experienced both. And as a self-described control freak, I can say that one of the best ways to fall into the transition is to let go. is recognize that you are not the only one driving the train. At least that's my belief, that, you know, you're not the only one driving the train, that there is a purpose, there is a place. And, you know, like I said, advice that I received with just this last transition was, you know what, just go with it, yeah. Right? It's not your decision to say yes or no. It's to go with it and see, you know, where that takes you. So I think there's, I'm a believer that you do put energy out into the world and to the universe of where you want to be. I do believe in visualization. I do believe in law of attraction in some ways, that if you're focused on, you know, the fact that I was focused on Success Magazine for so long, I mean, it does seem real interesting that that's the case. Yeah. here I would find myself. But I think, you know, other times, you're putting the right purpose out and you're putting out the right vibes and you're putting out the right affirmations and what it is that you want to receive. And sometimes it shows up in a package that you expect, and sometimes it's in a package that you don't understand. But leaning in, you know, having trust and faith and leaning in that you are where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be. And sometimes it's hard. I mean, sometimes it's really hard to acknowledge that there's an opportunity and, you know, the fight and the struggle with it, like, okay, well, this opportunity only presented itself because I am in a place and a position to accept it. And now let's see where we go from there. So yeah, I guess a little bit of both, but I would say, as somebody who tries to control things and it's painful in that way, at some point you got to trust and lean in.
Yeah, so when I hear let go, I hear the word surrender. That's what I hear.
Right? That's a great word. Yes, perfect word.
And so you said, as a person who loves to control, right, who loves to be in control, and having to let go or deciding to let go, there could be a friction there, right?
For sure.
So at what point does Amy say, okay, I'm supposed to let go here, I'm supposed to let go, or I'm supposed to be in control? Do you battle that from time to time, or have you conditioned yourself so well that you know when you're supposed to let go?
No, I still fight it. I still fight it. And a lot of times I do lean into, great friendships, great relationships, into my faith, and ask for vision, ask for a confidence or a pathway forward. And I think that has come in different times in my life. You know, this opportunity with Success was really interesting because the question was not whether I was looking for something else, and I wasn't, or that I was running away from something, and I wasn't. But I did have friends who asked me questions like, you know, how are things going? You know, what's your focus? What are you working on? And I kept using the word good without understanding that that is a weird word. I just kept saying, you know, like, oh yeah, everything's good. And I at one point, and actually it was the night before this conversation with Glenn Sanford, had a friend look at me across the table and say, good. Good's not good on you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know you in your space of great. I know you in your space of excellence. I know you in your space of drive. Good doesn't look good on you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could have seen that for myself. I needed to hear that, you know, maybe from someone else. And that does give you a little bit of, you know, take a little pause and do some self-assessment. And what does that really mean when other people see that in you? And so, you know, and then to have the next conversation the next morning of Jim Collins and Good to Great, I'm like, wow, is that profound? Good isn't good on me. Great is. I'm striving for that. So I don't know. I believe in the signs too. And sometimes you don't see them until after the fact.
So when does Amy Somerville become great?
I hope never, right? I think that's what we're here to do. Like, it's be the best that you can, give the most that you can, contribute the biggest impact that you can. But I don't think I ever, almost goes back to that, like, on stage, if you get to that point, you're like, that's it. I've hit it. I'm the best. I am the greatest I could possibly be. I'm not sure where the passion comes from. I'm not sure where the drive comes from, like the care comes from. Purpose is a big piece for most people. And my purpose is not to hit a greatness that I, like, that's it. Like, it's done and done. But to continue to strive to give the best I can, to be the greatest I can, to improve the most I can.
And that's part of the chiseling process, right?
Yeah. Hey, see, it's almost like that was planned. Yes, it's part of, it is. We're all in this piece of, I would like to think that there's not an end.
And I hope there's not. And I've said this many times on this podcast is that, you know, I don't ever want to run out of potential, right?
Yeah, that's a great way.
You know, because if you do, then you might as well be in the coffin, right? And I say often that I don't want to go to my grave with potential left in my body, but we always can strive for the next thing, right? And the next whatever God has planned for us. But it's like if you say you're there, is there in my mind, there's really no there because there's always something else you can do. It was more chiseling that could be had. And I just tell people if I'm in my coffin and you're doing my eulogy and you say, oh, it's a shame Rob passed too soon. He had so much potential. I'm going to jump out of my coffin and go up and jump and choke you, you know, because I don't want that. I want to be on E. And my hope and prayer for everybody is to want to be on E too. And, you know, we can't want everything for everybody because people just aren't there. But the fact that Amy Somerville wants to exhaust like every ounce of energy she has to be the best person that she can be says to me, she's somebody that wants to be chiseled to a high degree. Would you agree with that?
I love that. And I agree with that. And I love that. I just exhaust your potential. And I think that is hour to hour, day to day, you know, year to year, that self-assessment, I don't know if you do this, but that self-assessment every night of like, you know, what went well, what could have been better? How can I make tomorrow better? Right.
Yeah.
And it could be something really small. It could be, you know, rushing, saying goodnight to your kids at night because you had something else to move on. Well, you know what? Tomorrow night, I don't want to do that. Right.
Like, yeah.
You don't know how much time you're given and the space that you're given to do the things that you want to do at its highest level. And so I think self-assessment is a major part of it. I love the idea of exhausting potential. That's a great, love that.
There you go. Well, thank you for the plug. I appreciate that. So Amy, was there a time in your life that was a trigger for you that says, you know what, I'm going to go down this road of personal growth and development? Was there a specific time?
Gosh, you know, thinking back, it's hard to pinpoint the time. I'm going to say that I was, you know, my family would tell you that I never read, you know, books for fun. And I'm like, I think I read books for fun. They're just not the books that you read. You know, I'm not necessarily reading novels, but I
read. You're on the same page there, by the way.
Yeah, I read a lot of professional development and I read a lot of mindset and strategy and improvement on systems and processes. And again, just kind of, right? Like how do I improve on what my output is and really kind of push my level of potential. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if it went back to like some Darren Hardy days, the Compound Effect was one of those simple reads for me. And that certainly wasn't the beginning, but it had an impact in a way that I read it from a business perspective. But I had family members that were going through tough times around the time that I was really into just kind of becoming a master of that concept. And I sent books to family members and the impact it had on them was, I remember that being one of those marks in the road of, wow, just by masterminding, just by sharing best practices, just by recommending something that, you know, that shifts the mindset, makes the focus a little bit different. And you know, these family members had completely different careers, different focuses, different habits, hobbies, health, and how it impacted them was exponential. We still talk about it.
There you go. That's good stuff. Yeah. So then earlier you made a comment about faith and things happen for a reason,
yes.
Right? So have you always been a faith-filled person or was there something there that changed and said, okay, I need to have a stronger faith?
Ooh, that's a deep question. I was raised with kind of a conflicted spirituality or you know, religious upbringing, I'll say, like wasn't super strong on either side. Divorced parents, so a lot of that kind of got lost in the muckiness of divorce and kind of the times. I think I reconnected myself in college, and then certainly with my husband, met my husband my second day of college. And so that'll tell you, like, we just kind of have been on a journey together in that space. And then I think, you know, there are things that happen in your life that make you open your eyes a little bit wider to, I hate to share things that, you know, that I know how you feel about this too, about the statement that's about to come out of my mouth is, you know, I hate to impose my views or thoughts on anybody else. But I do believe I have angels, and I do believe I am blessed. And you know, that connection of gratitude, I think, is paramount and foundational to personal achievement and success, is if you don't have that opportunity to be grateful, to be thankful, to appreciate those that are paving the way for you, watching over for you, helping provide clarity. Yeah, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, that's good. I love the angels comment, you know, and I like the angels, the Holy Spirit, I like to refer to, you know, because I believe they're always around you, you know, and they're guiding you. And maybe like you're getting ready to make a right hand turn into the car coming your way, but and you just don't do it because the angel says, you know, hey, no, you got to stay straight, right? Yeah. But so how, like, do you know, like awareness is big for me. To me, awareness is the foundation for everything.
Yes.
And how sharp do you believe your awareness is to know when the angels are speaking to you, to know when you're diving into your faith? How sharp do you think that awareness is?
I think it's, you know, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say 7 until I have that conversation and share it with my husband. And then it goes to 10 because I feel like it's kind of like it's a community and collaborative thing where I say, you know, this is what I'm really feeling right now. And my husband's like, that's weird. I had the same feeling 100%. This is all what's coming this direction.
So, you know, right then and there.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. How much more chiseling you got going on in your life? What do you think?
Every day, all day, keep going, keep chiseling. There's still so many more things that I want to move the needle on, improve, for myself, for my family, for my relationships, for my contribution, for my, you know, my faithfulness, for all the things. I know I can do better every single day.
We all can. And thank you for sharing that. And I guess one of the last questions I have for you before we wrap up here is, where does Amy Somerville see Success Enterprises going?
Oh gosh, big plans. I have big plans. I am so, again, so lucky, so blessed. I work with an incredible team of just rock stars who are passionate about the brand and where they want to see and take things. You know, the whole focus right now is pulling together what were separate departments into one community and one ecosystem so that people recognize that, you know, the message coming from Success, regardless of where you receive it, is all in, you know, kind of in one column, and you understand the themes and where we're headed and where we're focused, and pulling the magazine and, you know, celebrities and contributing writers and all of that content into Speakers Bureau, into coaching, into podcasts, so that we're all kind of, we're all part of the cycle, the machine.
I love it. I love it, man. I'm so, so grateful for your time today. I'm so grateful for the report card you share with us, the humility you have, and your energy above all else. I mean, you have such a great, you know, energy about you. I've seen you in person, seen you on stage, and now I'm talking to you here on the podcast. So thank you so much for that, Amy. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, get a hold of you, one, is it possible? And two, how would they do that?
Oh, always possible. Direct connection. Anytime. You can reach me at amy.somerville, SOMERVILLE, at success.com.
That is so awesome. Amy, I'm grateful, and I'm pinching myself that I'm talking to the CEO of Success Enterprises right now. It's all good. But thank you for that. And look, until next time, everybody, let's go get chiseled.
Love it.
You just got chiseled with Rob Pondari. Sure to like this podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Also, you can find Rob's book on Amazon, Better Than You Think.